What's up, Sailors, guys? It's your girl, Sailor P, and I'm back with some more Sailor P Chosen. Now, I know I've been out of commission for a minute. That's because I had went into the hospital while I was having an asthma attack and an anxiety attack at work. And so I've been trying to take it easy on myself. But I decided that you guys need a story. You guys need a story before the summer ends. And I know I've been reading mostly out of Akira Toriyama's manga theater. And we got through some good stories. Weird ones. Very weird. But nevertheless, good all the same. And as always, if you guys want to ever be on a podcast with me or just want to send me some messages, you can. No problem at all. Just let me know on the Anchor app or if you have Spotify, iTunes, whatever you hear your podcast at. So the last story that we have read, it was Dragonborn. And there is a part two to Dragonborn. Now we're on page 280. And as always, Akira Toriyama always talks about himself and his little projects before we get into the story. Alright, so we're on page 280. Here's how I became a manga artist, part two. Things hasn't changed much for little Toriyama when he was entering elementary school. He was still the same little rascal running around doing radical things day in and day out until the sun sets. After he went inside, he spent his time drawing pictures. One day, he was playing at the home of one of his friends who happened to be a girl. Even back then, he was exclusively kind to girls. And this girl happened to have a big brother. Some of the big brother's belongings caught his interest. Manga books. Once again, little Toriyama was blown off his feet. And what a magnificent kind of book. And it didn't end there. He was yet again blown away when he visited a neighbor's house and saw television for the first time. Little Toriyama's days were filled with excitement. And it will be continued on page 302. But now we're on page 281. Dragon Boy, Chapter 2. Tang Tong is a mysterious boy with wings sprouting out of his back, who has been hardened by the rigorous kung fu training, with the war in the Land of Blossoms finally settled. Tae Tong follows the command of his master Roshi and accompanies the country's formerly hidden princess back to the safety of her homeland. In Tang Tong's possession is the Longpo, a treasure which may summon forth a dragon. The road before these two is still long and it's difficult, but let's see where they are now. Page 282. Tang Tong is flying with the princess and he's getting a little bit tired. Remember, the Dragon Boy is Goku before he became Goku. This region, once known as Heiyang, was the land of water. A century ago, Heiyang fell into war, and today there are only a handful of souls who call this the wilderness home. The princess fell asleep. Flap, 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 flap. Whoosh. All right, Tang Tong landed in the land of the wilderness. The princess sure moves on her own rhythm. Phew, I'm starving. Where are we? Are we in the land of the blossoms? Are you serious? We're not even a tenth of the way there. Then let's get a move on. If you're hungry, you can eat it. You can eat and give it your all, right? Master Roshi made us some rice balls. Here, this one's for you. Huh? A rice ball? You must be joking. Me eating a simple rice ball? The very thought. All I want is some shark fin soup. Wow, she is really spoiled. Okay, hope you don't mind if I eat yours. Alrighty, we're on page 284. She finally ate the rice ball. Yummy, right? Only if you mean to disgrace the very word. Oh, there's somebody lurking in the trees. Rustle, rustle. Drool. Huh? Hello there. Are you fellow travelers as well? So someone from the trees came out and they're asking Tang Tong and the princess if they were travelers. And who might you be? My name is Ping Yao. And I am on my way to Mount Tinghao. And we're on our way to the land of the blossoms.
The land of the blossoms? Then your journey is still a long one.
Hey, if you're on a journey, where's your gear?
Huh?
Well, you see, I was beset by the mountains. Beset by the mountain bandits.
Is that so?
Tang Tong, don't be so rude. Go wait over there.
By the most beautiful lady, would you mind sharing some of that rice ball with me? I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Having noted my beauty, you're certainly honest. Hey, Tang Tong, give Ping Yao your rice ball.
Sorry, but I already ate it.
Oh, here you are.
I cannot thank you enough.
I got a feeling that this guy is more than he's putting on. I'm getting some utterly vibes. Okay, page 286.
Huh?
Poof. Now I got a rice ball.
So Ping Yao then transform into like this little mouse rat, like Puar. If you guys remember Puar, who's always with Yangcha, he transformed into something like that.
Eek! What is that thing?
Just what I thought. You're a yoki. I mean, not yoki, yokai. Yokai are what Japanese people call demons.
Suckers! How dare you! He stole my rice ball! Tang Tong, punish that thing!
You know you shouldn't tell lies.
Hee hee hee!
I'll teach you a lesson. Poof. Alrighty, so the little yokai transform into a rock. You want to give it your best shot? Go right ahead. I'm a super hard rock. No problem. Hey, yokai, you see that rock over there? That's just about the same size as you, right? I do. And what about it? The rock crumbled. Do you have any idea how much Tunneling Industries would love you? Oh, hell no. Message received. I'm sorry. I've been a bad yokai. Okay. Just get out of here. And don't ever fool anyone again. Yes, sir. I'm really sorry. Hey, hold on a minute. You ate my rice ball. So how about you turn into a rice ball? Your stubbornness is something else, princess. Why are you just letting him get away? It's not like he did something that bad. You didn't even want the rice ball at first. You're such a pain. Okay, let's get a move on. The people from your home must be waiting for you. Alrighty, page 289. The princess and Tang Tong are at a bridge with water in the mountains. Whoa, what a massive bridge. Hey, Tang Tong, are you listening to me? Why do we have to walk? You can just fly, can't you? Uh-oh, here we go again with the spoiledness. Even if it's just me flying alone, I get tired pretty quickly. If I fall, don't say I didn't warn you. Okay, piggyback then. Nah, hell no. The fuck? Girl, you can walk. You got two legs. That's what I would have said. I would have been like, hell no. Alright, page 290. And I'm going to have to cut it short because I still have to go to work. Watch your hands. Don't you dare touch my bottom. Well, how am I supposed to carry you up? I wonder what's that building over there on the other side. Probably some castle ruins from a long time ago. Oh, now they're walking along the massive bridge. And there's a robot at the end. Hey, wait up! Huh? It's that rice ball thief from earlier. The yokai came back. And what are you doing here? Look, I'm not telling you this because I got that rice ball from you. You guys shouldn't be crossing this bridge. You'll die. Die? As in, if we just keep walking here, we'll die? Yeah? Persistent little creep trying to fool us again? This isn't some prank. I might look like a little runt, but I lived here for 250 years. About a century ago, a great beast took up residence in those ruins. And ever since then, it killed anyone who tries to cross its bridge. Easy, just fly over then. If someone had suggested that right idea earlier... Wait a second. Is that all? If this beast is really so bad, I'll just take care of it myself. I'm gonna go across the bridge. Huh? Oh, there goes the robot. He attacking. Bang. Ow. Hey, what the heck are you? Aha. So you're the beast that they were talking about. You jerk. Why you hitting me like that? Look, don't make me angry. What's the matter? I wet myself. She peed on herself. See, that's what you get. Me a spoil. Boom. The robot hit Tang Tong in the stomach with a pole. Hey, that hurt. Okay, we're on page 294. It's an animatron. A mechanical soldier used a long time ago in Heian. A mechanical soldier? So it's a warrior made out of machines. That said, it looks like it's seen better days. Well, yeah. This is the guy who's been here for, I don't know, at least 100 years, defending this bridge the whole time. 100 years? That's impressive. Wow! Whoa! Yeah. You jerk! Ha! He broke the wooden staff from the machine. Why won't you just let us cross this bridge in peace, you meanie? Okay, we finna turn the page to 296. Cause those ruins over there are from Heian's castle. The country fell 100 years ago. From the time these lands were at war, that animatron has been following its orders to defend the castle by guarding its bridge against wanderers. You mean it's been following orders this whole time? I should have brought a change in clothes. It definitely has its determination following these orders for that long. Come on now, the battle is over. And we're not your enemies. Phew. Whoa! Why don't you get it? Just stop it. We're not lying. Hey, Tang Tong, do me a favor. When I return home, could you refrain from telling anyone about the accident? What? Sure, I won't say anything. I'm with Tang Tong. Like, girl, don't nobody care if you wet yourself. Like, I'm trying to find a whole robot who's been following orders for more than 100 years. Girl, you be alright. Pat! Wah! Splash. So the robot has kicked Tang Tong in the river. Now I have to get these washed. Eee! Girl, don't nobody care. Uh-oh, not good. Turn the page. Page 298. Whoa! What are you doing? Run, girl! Huh? Whoa, what the? Tang Tong came out of the water. And just like Goku that be using his headbutt, Tang Tong used his headbutt to knock over the robot. This is for your own good. So, stop attacking us. Oh, what's going on? Wayne's growing out of his back? He's like me. He's not a normal human either. Crush. Don't you quit? Okay, now I'm angry. Ah, that's it. I don't have any other choice but to use my kung fu and take you down myself. Hey, stop right there. Huh? Okay, we're on page 300. Oh, now there's a general guard. Mechanical soldier, listen to me. You worked long and hard, and you have fulfilled your purpose. What the? Don't speak, my friend. You have earned your rest. You defended the castle magnificently.
Thank you.
Phew. Oh, the robot powered down. And who are you, mister?
I am a soldier of Hengyu.
Phew. Actually, it's just me. It was the yokai who transformed into a soldier. I thought it might have been you. You were great. This one won't be moving again anytime soon. Hey, that means others are free to cross this bridge too. I got it. You're my change of clothes. Change to something I can wear. What? Okay, whoosh. Zero fashion sense, huh? Look at these rags. This beggar's a chooser. And so the journey continued. Yeah. Hey, you pervert, why don't you change back? You want me to walk around naked? I'm just like an ultimate lady. 3 minutes ago, my transformation are complex. The land of the blossoms was still a long way to go. Jackin' Boy Finn. And this was originally published in Fresh Jump October issue 1983. All right. So Dragon Boy isn't finished, but, oh yes it is, it's finished, it's most definitely finished. So now, that was Dragon Boy Part 2, and I'm gonna leave it here because I have to get ready to go to work. But as always, sailors, guys, please stay safe. Hope you have a great day. And I will see you all next time. Bye.